Chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? And, what is the wisdom that is given to this man, that such mighty works come about by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? They were offended at him. Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own relatives, and in his own house. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people, and healed them. And he was amazed because of their unbelief. And he went around the villages teaching. And he called to himself the 12, and began to send them out two by two, and he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, except a staff only, no bread, no pack, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. And he said to them, Wherever you enter into a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you or listen to you, as you depart from there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons, and anointed many with oil who were sick, and healed them. King Herod heard this, for his name had become known, and he said, John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. But others said, He is Elijah. Others said, He is a prophet, like one of the prophets. But Herod, when he heard this, said, This is John, whom I beheaded. He has risen. For Herod himself had sent out and arrested John, and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias set herself against him, and designed to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, but he heard him gladly. And then a convenient day came, that Herod on his birthday gave a supper for his nobles, the high officers, and the leaders of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and those sitting with him. The king said to the young woman, Ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her, Whatever you ask me, I will give you, up to half of my kingdom. So she went out, and said to her mother, What should I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptizer. And she came in immediately with haste to the king, and asked, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but for the sake of his oaths, and those reclining, he did not wish to refuse her. So immediately the king sent out a soldier of his guard, and commanded to bring John's head, and he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the young woman, and the young woman gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard this, they came and took up his corpse, and placed it in a tomb. Then the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus, and they told him all things, whatever they had done, and whatever they had taught. And he said to them, Come away by yourselves to an isolated place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. So they went away in the boat to an isolated place by themselves. But they saw them going, and many recognized him and ran there on foot from all the cities, and they arrived before them. And he came out, saw a large crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when it was late in the day, his disciples came to him, and said, This place is desolate, and it is late in the day. Send them away, that they may go into the surrounding country and villages, and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered them, You give them something to eat. And they said to him, Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread, and give them something to eat? He said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go see. When they knew, they said, 5, and 2 fish. He commanded them that everyone should sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in ranks, by hundreds and by fifties. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves, and he gave to his disciples to set before them, and he divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate, and were filled. They took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and also of the fish. Those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. And immediately he made his disciples get into the boat, and to go ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. After he had taken leave of them, he went up the mountain to pray. When evening had come, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. He saw them distressed and rowing, for the wind was against them. In the watch between 3 and 6 in the morning he came to them, walking on the sea, and he would have passed by them. But they, when they saw him walking on the sea, supposed that it was a ghost, and began to scream, for they all saw him, and were troubled. But he immediately spoke with them, and said to them, "Cheer up! It is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were completely profusely astonished among themselves, for they had not understood about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret, and moored to the shore. When they had come out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him, and ran around that whole region, and began to bring those who were sick, on their mats, to where they heard he was. Wherever he entered, into villages, or into cities, or into the country, they placed the sick in the marketplaces, and begged him that they might touch just the fringe of his garment, and everyone who touched him were made well.